Thank you for calling the Bank of Cardiff. This is Nicole. Can I start out with your 16-digit reservation code?
Sure. It's 2511-4301-0016-7459.
7459. Okay, let me just pull up your file real quick. Give me a minute. Okay, is this Prime Government Solutions?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And who am I speaking with?
Richard Drew.
Richard Drew. Okay, Richard, are you the 100% owner over there?
I'm the 82% owner.
Okay. And let me just verify some information we have on file for you, and then I'll answer any questions that you have, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Is the address over there 1156 S State Street?
No, we've moved.
Oh, you moved? What's the address now?
It is 1035 South,
mm-hmm.
Orem Boulevard, O-R-E-M Boulevard, and Orem, Utah, and the zip code is 84058. And I said that really fast. I apologize.
You're okay. Don't worry. And what's the you guys are now LLC?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And what's a good number for you in case we get disconnected?
It's 801-341-1910.
1910. And what's a good email address for you?
Rich, R-I-C-H, mm-hmm. dot Drew, D-R-E-W, at primegov.com.
primegov.com. Okay, perfect, Richard. So we have many different programs available depending on what your specific needs are. So why don't you kind of tell me what you're looking for, and I'll point you in the right direction.
Our biggest thing is we have really bad cycles of revenue, and so we've developed a fair amount of debt over the last little bit. And so I was looking for something on the lines of a debt consolidation / working capital loan. The problem is we've been denied, and we're pretty horrible as far as we've tried everything for financing.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a ton of revenue. Our revenue usually comes in huge chunks, and then we don't have revenue. And so that's made it really hard.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking for flexibility, we're looking for some debt consolidation, we're looking for some working capital.
Okay. Now, would the working capital be just towards debt consolidation, or are you using it for other purposes as well?
The large majority, if we could use it, if we could get enough to pay off debt, then we wouldn't need anything else.
Okay.
Be okay. So we could do that 100% towards debt consolidation. If we don't qualify for enough to cover debt, then we would have to have working capital as well.
Okay. And how much would you be looking for?
As much as we can do. If we could do 250, that would be spectacular.
Okay.
But we've been denied for 25, so.
Okay. So kind of give me, I know you said you guys have bad cycles of revenue. Kind of give me a breakdown. Like, what do you guys do, and how are you guys getting paid over there, and what's causing the bad cycles?
So 100% of our revenue comes from cities and counties, from municipal government, and so their budget cycles end in June/July, a large majority of them. So and then they, I for lack of a better way of saying it, they're super productive in November and December.
Mm-hmm.
And so that causes another cycle, and then we are usually really busy in January and February, and then we kind of have work to catch up and things to keep us busy through, and then we're really busy August, September, and then we have nothing until January, and so we really have a couple of busy times a year and a couple of times a year where we're doing a lot of sales and a lot of revenue, and then the rest of the year we are scraping by and trying to make it work and figure it out. The other kind of flip side to that is that we're a software company, and so we have not had a lot of revenue over the last long term because of we've been writing software, and we've just released software in February.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kind of missed our January, February cycle, and we're doing pretty good in our August, September cycle. But we just started selling the software in February. We've been around for a little over 2 years, almost 2.5 years, and I guess just 2 years. And we're doing good from the sales perspective, but generating that revenue has been tough.
Okay, okay. And going back, what were your gross annual sales last year?
This is the first year that we've done any sales really to speak of. I think we did like maybe $20,000 last year or something. This year we'll end the year about $180,000.
Okay.
We'll be pretty close to that, and that's after starting sales in February.
Okay, so February to now. Okay.
And like last year we had a huge loss because we were developing software, and so mm-hmm. we had a ton of expenses in paying developers and paying for software, and so we had a ton of expenses. And not much revenue, and now this year, we'll finish positive, but barely.
Okay, so our working capital programs, we can generally free up about 10-15% of your gross annual sales. So you guys are tracking, about 180 right now, but so we would have to start you off probably on something a lot smaller than the 250. But what we can do is. Halfway through a term is refinance you, and it would open you up to more money with longer terms. Once that relationship is built, and you can show that you can make your payments and things like that. Is that something that you can still work with, or?
That would most likely end up being entirely cash flow, used for cash flow. But I mean, we need cash flow all the time.
Okay, and you say use for cash flow. What kind of things would it go towards if it was that case instead of the debt consolidation?
Salary. We are again, paying developers is our number one cost. And so our salaries, making payroll. So like, right now I have payroll due on Friday, and I have a check coming from the city of Ottawa. Should be here next week. It's past due on the 29th. It's, 20-something thousand dollars. And I'll be fine, but I have payroll on Friday, and so that's kind of the cycle that we're in. Is our checks are usually about $20,000-$25,000, but those come for a cycle, and then they don't come for a while.
Okay. So what we can do is, you guys have a tax return from last year, but you said it didn't show much, right?
Like top line, like a $330,000 loss.
But what's the top line revenue there? You said still it was only about 20.
Not much. It's like $20,000. Let me pull it up real quick. But I think it's about 20.
Okay.
And we're.
Okay, so what
we're out of the startup range, but we operate. I mean, we're still kind of from a revenue perspective that way.
Yeah. Okay, so what we can do is, and what we do with a lot of, seasonal businesses to kind of get the whole idea, normally we would only ask for 6 months of bank statements, but if we can get a little bit more, if we can get at least maybe 12 months of your last bank statement, so we can get, the whole idea of the money coming in. I don't want to get 6 months and then that doesn't show, not even half of what you guys have made, because you guys are, money comes in at random times. Does that make sense?
Yeah, we haven't had a whole lot. I mean, we've had doing stuff since February, but as far as bank statements go, you don't have anything that you do based off of future revenue as far as invoices and signed contracts?
Not that I know of. I can definitely ask an underwriter, if maybe we can take a look at those and that can come into consideration. And I can definitely get back to you on that, but I do know, regardless, they're going to have to look at the bank statements. What do those look like? Like ending balances, any kind of NSS, things like that?
There's a few of that. I didn't understand how all that worked, and so I kind of jacked stuff up there a little bit. But the bank statements don't look good, and really the biggest reason is that as soon as money comes in, it goes right back out.
Mm-hmm. But the deposits
themselves?
Our
ending balances aren't great. We don't have a lot of deposits. So a lot of times they'll say, like, you need 5 deposits a month. we would rarely hit that.
Okay. Normally they ask for, deposits around 10 grand, but it's different with a seasonal business or with a business in your, your situation where the deposits come at different times of the year. So we would just kind of classify it as seasonal. So that's why we ask for, more bank statements so we can get the general idea of just how much is coming in.
I know, right? Yeah, I just wanted to
figure that out a little bit better.
Do you have... Tell you exactly. What was that?
Let me look and see if I can tell you exactly. I have all of that stuff. I can send it over actually pretty darn quick.
Yeah.
Just because this is
the first time we've kind of gone through the process.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a lot of that stuff available. And bank statements-wise, I have...
You said most of your money started coming in February, correct?
That's when we started selling the software, was in February.
Okay, so from February to now, is that where your 180K is projected at?
No, projected is through the end of the year. So we have a whole bunch of invoices and signed contracts through the end of the year that we haven't necessarily received. I mean, like that Ottawa is, our first payment from them will be next month or next week. And then we have a couple more. We have our contracts for that we started. So remember how we were talking about basically budget cycles being through July. And so when budget freed up in July, they start buying stuff August, September.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have contracts that they've bought stuff in August and September that we'll be delivering through the end of the year.
Okay. And how much are these contracts that you have?
Ottawa's about, Cortana heard you have, and she wanted to help out. So Ottawa is about $40,000 contract. We have one for Newmarket that's 18, one for Aurora that's 18, one from Salt Lake City that's 40, and then we have a couple others. I'm not sure. I didn't sell those. They're probably our average would be about $18,000.
Okay. And these are buying software, correct?
Yeah, software and services. And the way that it works and kind of the beauty of it all is that that's an annual fee, and they basically sign up for 3 to 5 years. And so we're guaranteed revenue over the next 3 to 5 years based off of the first year. So annually, our revenue can never go down as mm-hmm. far as those, over the next 3 to 5 years. Our revenue can't go down. It can obviously go up if we bring on more customers, but the government contracting is a little bit odd, but that's basically the deal. We're about 20 grand on average, and then we get that for 3 to 5 years.
Oh, okay. That's good. At least that's kind of secured right there.
Yeah, it gets better every year.
That's good. And you said you guys have been in business for 2 years now?
Yeah, we started developing software in July of 2014.
Okay. And have you guys ever had a working capital loan out before?
We have loans all over the place. I've gotten little loans. It's the same thing where people want to give you a little loan and then see how you do and you can grow it bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time you have a whole bunch of little loans, nobody wants to touch you because you have a whole bunch of little loans. but... I have, as far as working capital, I have a loan through what's an economic development loan through Utah Micro Enterprise Loan Fund,
mm-hmm.
But I don't have anything that's really working. I guess we have a loan through a company called BHG. It's Bankers Healthcare Group, and that may be considered a working capital. It's unsecured. I don't know if that's kind of the definition for working capital.
Yeah, was it like an unsecured cash loan?
Yeah.
Okay, what kind of payments do you make on that? Are they daily, weekly, monthly?
A monthly. They're about $1,500 a month.
Monthly. $1,500. And how much was that one for?
I want to say it was $75,000 when we started.
Do you know how much the balance is now?
I don't. Look real quick and see if I have that number, but I Okay, and he said, I don't know what a RSF is, but I don't say so. I think that we're.
You could just estimate. That's fine.
Yeah, if I were to take a guess, I'm trying to do math in my head, and it's really bad. I'm gonna grab a calculator.
Okay.
So we've been paying on that for roughly 2 years.
Okay. So there's a longer loan, right?
Yeah, it was a long-term loan. And so we've probably paid.
I'm not sure. They don't show me.
Guy, that should be not that bad. I think we're probably sitting left right around $40,000.
Oh, okay. You guys have paid a big chunk on it then.
I think so.
Okay. And who's the other owner? Is it just you and one other person, or?
Well, so technically speaking, as far as the, you know, the paperwork is concerned, my wife and I are split, and then my brother-in-law owns 18%. And so, but my wife really doesn't do anything with the business at all. She works full-time and pays the bills.
Oh, okay. But she does own part of it, or?
Yeah, if you were looking at filings, I would own 50%, she would own 32%. And my brother-in-law would be 18.
Okay, and you said you guys have been denied before. Who else have you applied to? Like, have you applied with your bank and things like that, or just other loan companies?
Yeah. Well, we've applied a ton of places. So we did the bank, and we got like $30,000, which was super helpful. And then we went to, we worked with a group called Finance Advisors, I think it was called.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't do anything for us. They wanted to do invoice factoring with daily payments, and mm-hmm. it freaks me out. And so I didn't do that. There's a company called Swift Capital that sends us stuff in the mail a lot. We've done them. We did get a loan a while ago through Lending Club. We had a loan through Cabbage that we paid off. We have a loan through Micro Enterprise Loan Fund, which is an economic development one I was telling you about. So we've gone all over the place. But for the most part, people that look at our bank statements go, yeah, that's not going to happen.
Okay. What does your credit look like? Is your credit good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
It's probably somewhere in the middle. It was phenomenal when we started this process 2 years ago. But the fact that we've taken, you know, a whole ton of little loans has made that harder. And so our credit isn't great anymore. I would say it's probably around 660.
Okay. Okay, so moving forward, in order to, you know, try to get an approval, I would need the one-page application that we have, your bank statements, and like I said, if we can at least go back down to February where your sale started, so we can kind of get a general idea, and then your most recent tax return, just because we have to look at it, but we'll most likely go off the bank statements because of the, we want to see the revenue coming in. Do you guys take credit cards for payments, or is it just,
No.
Are they just, okay. So just those things, and I
usually,
will send you.
Usually we're $20,000 at a time, and the credit card kills us.
Yeah. Okay. So, I will send you an email with the application itself and the shortlist of documents. Once I get them into you, I'll have somebody kind of take a look at them to see what they think, you know, before we run your credit or anything like that, to see if they, you know, if they think I'll talk to an underwriter, see if, you know, what their personal opinion is, and see if they think we'll be able to try to get you an approval or anything like that before we run your credit. And then I'll let you know from there.
Okay.
Okay, just so I can get the we can get the idea, and I don't want to, you know, I don't want to go jump into anything and then we can't get you anything. So, so I'll, you know, I'll speak with an underwriter and see what we can do first, and then if they think we can go ahead and try to get you an approval, then we'll move forward with that.
All right, that sounds awesome.
All right, cool.
And then, so you'll send me an email, and then I can just reply back to that with all the documents?
Yes, and the email itself will have, you can always reply to me, and it'll go directly to me, or it'll have my direct dial on there as well, so you can call me if you have any questions. And it's rich.drew@primegov.com, right?
Perfect, yep.
Okay, so I will send the email to you. Once you get it, if you can, just reply so I know that you got it, because sometimes I get bounced back to spam and things like that. I will follow up with you tomorrow. When's a good time for you?
Earlier is better. And that 801-341 number is probably the best. But anytime after 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. Perfect. And you guys are in Utah. We're in yeah, we're in California, so.
Okay. So that'll be 7 o'clock. Anytime after 7 o'clock your time.
Okay, perfect. So send those in to me, and before, you know, I pull your credit or do anything like that, I'll just try to get, you know, a side opinion from an underwriter if they think it's something we can work out with you. That way we don't run your credit, you know, and do all that if they don't feel like there's anything we can do. Based on the situation. Okay. Does that work for you? Okay, perfect. Okay, Richard, so I'll go ahead and send out this email, and then I will be in contact with you tomorrow for sure.
Okay, sounds great.
All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.